ओम ज्ञानतिमिरन्तस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकाय तदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो नमः। देहं श्रीगुरुवरं श्रीरूपानुगप्रवरं व्रजरस्रसिकं च नारायणं तं प्रपन्नं श्रीगुरुचरणं वन्दे रमणपृष्ठाय भूतले रूपानुगभक्तिदं च कृपामूर्तिनारायणम्। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर सदि श्री गौर भक्तवृंद। जय रूप सनातन भट्ट रघुनाथ श्री जी गोपाल भट्टदास रघुनाथ। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। तो फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल आई ऑफर माई साष्टांग दंडोत प्रणाम्स at the lotus feet of our spiritual masters, Nitlai Shriman Bhaktivedan Shri Narayan Goswami Maharaj Shri Gurudev, Nitlai Shriman Bhaktivedan Shri Vaman Goswami Maharaj Shri Gurudev, to entire Rupanu Gauriya Guru Varga, and all the Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis present here, to our guardians. So here, the question raised here by the Vaishnavas is, there is a shloka in the Upadeshamrit wherein Srila Rupa Goswami describes the glories, the gradual evolution of the glories of the spiritual world, wherein he says, Vaikuntha Janita Vara Madhupuri Rasotsavad, where he says, so there he says that Vaikuntha Jana Varipuri Rasotsavad, there he says that that Vaikuntha Janito Vara Madhupuri Tatrapi Rasotsavad, he says. That greater than this Vaikuntha, Vaikuntha Janita Jana Madhupuri Tatrapi Rasotsavad, that greater than Vaikuntha is Madhupuri. And which is this Madhupuri? This Madhupuri is Mathuradham itself. But still, greater than this Madhupuri is Tatrapi Rasotsavad. Is this place where Raslila took place. And which is the place where Raslila took place? This Rasthali is Vrindavan Dham itself. So here we see Vaikuntha. Vaikuntha in itself is actually a very high place. Is actually, if you see, the spiritual world is known as Paravyom. And Paravyom is divided into two sections. One is Aprakrit and one is Adoksaj. No. Normally it is said that there are five types of transcendental knowledge. First is Pratyaksha, then is Paroksha, then is Aparoksha, then is Adoksaj, and then it is Aprakrit. So Pratyaksha is the knowledge that we gather by our senses. So in this way, the knowledge that we gather by our senses is very limited in nature. So here we see it is very limited in our nature, the knowledge that we gather by our senses. And this is Pratyaksha. So the scientists, they believe in Pratyaksha. They believe in what they can see. They say we can only believe in what we can see. Like even recently now, if you see the scientists, they're always launching many telescopes by which they can see into the universe, and which can go in many billions of miles into space. But still this is Pratyaksha. This is like Vishay Gyan. And then after Pratyaksha comes Paroksha. Paroksha is that knowledge which leads to the heavenly planets. So here we see there are many personalities who do yagyas and then who carry out all these sacrificial performances. Why? To go to heaven. No. Like we see in Trishanku also, he was performing these yagyas to go to heaven. Everyone. And you see, when you're performing a yagya, you have like many personalities. There's the Brahmin who looks after the entire yagya. There's the Udgata who speaks all the different mantras in the yagya, who does tostuti. They say this is Paroksha, leads to the attainment of the heavenly planets. And then there's Aparoksha. And what is Aparoksha? Aparoksha is Mayavad, which is Nirvishesh Gyan. So this Aparoksha is the philosophy propounded by Sri Shankaracharya, wherein one, he practices this Nirvishesh Gyan, Jeev Brahma Aikya Gyan, And then by achieving Siddhi in this Jeev Brahma Aikya Gyan, what happens? He merges into the effulgence of Krishna. So here also you see there are two types of Brahma Nirvan. There's Brahma Nirvan and there's Ishwar Nirvan. So the Mayavadis, they merge into the effulgence of Krishna. But though there are some, also on some section of impersonalists who want to merge into Paramatma. So what happens? When they merge into Paramatma, their very constitutional identity is lost forever. They can never reclaim their spiritual identity. Because they want to merge into Paramatma. But those who merge into the effulgence of Krishna, they still have some chance of reclaiming their identity. Because you see, they don't stay there in the effulgence of Krishna for long. Because that state of being merged, so-called, into the effulgence of Krishna is like a stage of suspended animation. There, their consciousness is like suspended. Means at any time it can reawaken. So therefore when their consciousness is reawakened, because they haven't taken shelter of Krishna's lotus feet. No. Yenya Ravindaksha Vimukta Maninas. Because they have neglected the lotus-eyed Lord, so then they fall from there again. So then anyhow, when they get the association of the pure devotee, then again they can rise and they can be reinstated in their constitutional position as part and parcel of Sri Krishna. So this is aparoksha. And then comes adoksaj. So adoksaj is the lower section of the spiritual world, predominated by the different Vaikuntha planets. So every Vaikuntha planet we see is predominated by one particular deity. Like there's some Vaikuntha planets predominated by Narsingadev. There's one Vaikuntha planet predominated by Matsyadev, Kurmavatar, all these different incarnations. And then if you see the different inhabitants who reside in these particular Vaikuntha planets, they also possess similar bodily features. Like in Narsingha Loka, the Vaikuntha Vasi is there, they also have Sarupya Mukti. And in Matsya Loka, they also have Sarupya. Means they have similar bodily features. Similarly, all these Vaikuntha planets, if we see, they all have different predominating deities. Like if you see in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Mahaprabhu is described to Sanatana Goswami that there are different incarnations of Godhead who have different names like Govinda, Damodar, Madhav, Keshav, Narayan, Janardhan. And they all, how are they named? They're all named according to the placement of the four symbols on their four hands. Means, if one particular deity has the conch on his left upper hand, the gadha on his lower left hand, and he has the chakra on his upper right hand, and he has the padma on the lower right hand, then he is like Keshav. And then if there's another particular deity who has this gadha on his right upper hand, the club, and then he has the conch on the lower right hand, and then if he has the chakra on the upper left hand, and he has the kamal, the lotus on the lower left hand, then he's like Madhav. Similarly, if the other incarnation of Godhead has the, if he has like the lotus on the right upper hand, and he has the club on the lower right hand, the gadha, and if he has the shank on the left upper hand, and then he has the chakra on the lower left hand, then he's Madhav. So in this way, all the different incarnations of Godhead, according to the placement of the different paraphernalia on their four hands, they're named as such. And they're the predominating deities of every Vaikuntha planet. So here you see, Vaikuntha means what? Vaikuntha means where there is no kunta, means no anxiety. This is why it's called Vaikuntha. So here we see there in Vaikuntha, there which bhava is present? There's Aishwaryamayi Upasana. There Lakshmi Narayana served, Lakshmi Varaha served, Lakshmi Narsingha served. There Bhagwan is served along with this potency in the mood of awe and reverence, grandeur, opulence. This is the characteristic of Vaikuntha. Therefore, Rupa Goswami has said in this way that greater than Vaikuntha is also Madhupuri, Mathura. Why? Because in Mathura, Krishna appeared. We don't see Krishna or his different incarnations appearing in Vaikuntha. In fact, you see, there is no incident ever recorded in history wherein Narayan himself descended to this world. His incarnations descend, but Narayan himself doesn't come to this world. ఈజ్ ఆల్వేస్ దేర్ ఇన్ ద స్పిరిచువల్ వరల్డ్. లైక్ వి సీన్ బృహత్ భాగవత అమృత ఆల్సో గోప కుమార్ హౌ హీ వెంట్ టు వైకుంఠ, బట్ స్టిల్ వెన్ గోప కుమార్ యాజ్ సూన్ యాజ్ హీ వెంట్ టు వైకుంఠ దేర్ హీ సా ద డిఫరెంట్ అసోసియేట్స్ క్యారింగ్ ద డిఫరెంట్ పారాఫెర్నాలియా ఆన్ దర్ హ్యాండ్స్ అండ్ వెన్ హీ సా దెమ్ ఇమీడియట్లీ హీ థాట్ ఓ హీ మస్ట్ బి నారాయణ్ అండ్ హీ వెంట్ అండ్ ఆఫర్డ్ ప్రణామ్ గోప కుమార్ saying, oh, Prabhu, you must be Narayan, please accept my humble obeisances. Then immediately that person closed his ears and he said, oh, Vishnu, Vishnu, don't say this. Narayan is my Prabhu, how can you say I am Narayan? And he just went inside. And then Gopakumar saw another person and then he offered pranam. And then he said the same thing, oh, Vishnu, Vishnu, don't say like this. Again, he went inside. So instead of Gopakumar, he was offering pranams to so many, assuming that they were Narayan himself. But every person would turn him down, saying, hey, what are you doing? I'm not Narayan. And then finally, anyhow, he was taken inside to meet Narayan. There he saw how Narayan was being served. And then anyhow, Gopakumar was also given one particular seva, like Chamar seva, fanning Narayan. But after some time, they told Gopakumar to leave. So Gopakumar said, why should I leave? Because they said, now Lakshmi Devi is going to serve Narayan. And when Lakshmi Devi is going to serve Narayan, no one is going to be here, present here, so you should leave. Then Gopakumar refused to leave, saying, he is my Prabhu, I have to serve him. Then anyhow, Gopakumar, by force, they took him out and they made him leave. Jay and Vijay, they made him leave. So Nisoy Gopakumar was very sad that he could not have darshan of Narayan continuously. In fact, there in Vaikuntha Loka, some Vaikuntha Vasis even told him that, oh, why do you like this form of Krishna so much? Who is Krishna? Krishna is our Narayan himself. Our Narayan, he wanted to sport like a cowherd boy, like a Gopal, so he became Krishna. Now this same, the origin of Krishna, that is Narayan himself, is present here, so you worship him here. Why you want to worship Krishna in his cowherd form? They told Gopakumar. But Gopakumar still, he was not happy. In fact, in Vaikuntha, he even saw Narayan dressed as Krishna also. But still, he was not happy because his longing, he had this inner thirst to meet his Prabhu. So anyhow, he went from there to Vaikuntha. He went to, as we know, he went to Ayodhya. There he had darshan of Ram. Then he went to Dwaraka. Then he went to Mathura. And finally, when he came to Vrindavan, there he met Krishna. There, Krishna, he told Gopakumar, saying, Swaroop. Gopakumar's name in the spiritual world is Swaroop. So Krishna embraced him. Oh, Swaroop, I was waiting for you for so long. Where were you? I was looking for any excuse that I could find to bring you here. The smallest excuse I was looking, but still I could not find any. And now that I've brought you back here, I'm so happy. So here we see, who was the guru of Gopakumar? It was Jayanta. And who was Jayanta? Jayanta was actually Krishna himself. And who sent this guru to Gopakumar? Who sent Jayanta to Gopakumar? That is Krishna himself. Srimati Radhika herself sent. Because Radharani, she knew how Krishna was missing his beloved Sakha so much. So therefore she could not tolerate this anguish, this sadness within Krishna's heart. So then anyhow, she sent Krishna himself to help Gopakumar. And everywhere Gopakumar would go, Krishna would help him. So this way we see Vaikuntha, he was not happy. Therefore we see Mathura is greater than Vaikuntha. Because here in Mathura, we see that Krishna appeared there. He appeared in his Vasudev form. He appeared in his four-handed form in the prison of Kansa. And then what happened when he appeared there? We've been hearing this katha. Vasudev and Devaki, they requested him with folded hands, saying, Prabhu, please, you become a small boy again so that we can take you to, anyhow, we can take you to Gokul and we can hide you there. So in this way, Mathura is greater than Vaikuntha. But still, Tatrapi Rasotsava Vrindaranya. We see that this Vrindaranya, the forest of Vrindadevi, where Raslila took place, is much more greater than Mathura. So here you see Gokul is bypassed. Gokul's name is not mentioned here. It is bypassed. Because we see that the Kaishor Lila of Krishna is even greater than the Balya Lila and the Pauganda Lila. The Kaishor Lila of Krishna, wherein he is in his teenage years, is given more importance than his Balya Lila. Because his Kaishor Lila is actually his original form. Kishore Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is the original primeval personality. And from him comes the Balya form and the Pauganda form. So anyhow, there we see that there in Vrindavan, Krishna performed the Ras Lila. And therefore Vrindavan is even greater than Madhupuri. So here we see, why is this Ras Lila so important? Why? Because this Ras Lila is called Chakravarti Lila. It's the emperor of all leelas, the king of all leelas. The Ras Lila includes every possible pastime that you can think of. Not just dancing with the gopis. Also includes this Krishna playing dice, pash, Pashkela with the gopis. Where what happens where the gopis, sometimes Radharani says, oh, if I win, then you see this Pulinda lady, this Pulinda girl, this aborigine woman, you'll have to embrace her. And Krishna says, if I win, then I'll embrace you. So then anyhow, Radharani is more intelligent than Krishna. She defeats Krishna and dies. Then she tells Krishna, you have to embrace this aborigine lady, this Pulinda girl. And anyhow, Krishna, he says, how can I embrace her? Radharani says, no, you have to embrace her. Then anyhow, just by listening to this conversation between Radha and Krishna, that Pulinda lady, she becomes so happy. And it is said, actually, the Pulinda girl, actually, if she is more fortunate, the Pulinda lady is actually, in some form, she's a sadhak. And she's more fortunate, she can even become a sakhi of Srimati Radhika. So anyhow, the Pulinda lady becomes so happy. So in this way, dice is played. And then we see this Vamsi Haran Leela is also part of Ras Leela. Where what happens? Where Krishna, he's pretending to fall asleep. And then what happens? Where Radharani, she takes his flute away. And then anyhow, the flute is given to Lalita, Vishakha. And then when Krishna wakes up, he realizes flute is gone. When he was pretending that he was asleep, he didn't realize that his flute had been stolen. Anyhow, he starts looking for his flute desperately. Where is my flute? Where is my flute? So then anyhow, he starts looking everywhere. And then finally the gopis start teasing him. What is there in this flute? This flute is a dry piece of bamboo. And he's always drinking the nectar of your lips. Your Radharamrit is our property, not the property of this flute, this dry piece of bamboo. And so give us your Radharamrit, then rather than giving it to this flute. So anyhow, Krishna's falling at the feet of the gopis. And then Radharani, she says, you don't know how to play the flute. I know how to play the flute. And then Radharani starts playing the flute. And then Krishna himself, he starts saying, sadhu, sadhu. This pastime took place in Niduvan. And then there's this look-looky leela, means the gopis and Krishna, Radharani, they play hide and seek. And then there's Hindol Leela, Radha and Krishna are swung. And then there's Jalkeli Leela, Radha and Krishna, they sport in all their different kundas in the Yamuna. They splash water on each other. And sometimes Krishna, he goes and hides among Neel Kamal, blue lotuses that Radharani cannot find where Krishna is. And then when Radharani is looking for Krishna, Krishna comes and catches her feet from behind. Tries embracing her from behind. And sometimes Radharani, she hides among Swarna Kamals, golden lotuses. And then Krishna, he tries looking for her, he cannot find her. Then anyhow, Radharani finds him. They say they're playing hide and seek even in the water, in all the different caves of Govardhan. And they say the Shringar Leela takes place there, where the Sakis and Manjaris decorate Radha and Krishna with Gairik Dhatu, with these minerals and anjans and all these different substances. There's so many different Leelas take place in Ras Leela. Therefore, this is called Chakravarti Leela. Therefore, if we see why Gurudev disappeared in Chakratirtha, in Jagannath Puri. You see, Chakratirtha means what? Chakratirtha means, in one way, it reminds the pure devotee of the Chakravarti Leela. Also, Chakra means what? Chakra means a circle. So what does this circle imply? This implies Rasmandal, where Radha and Krishna and all the gopis are dancing in a circle. In this way, Radha and Krishna in between, and then all different concentric circles consisting of all the different gopis, and then Krishna is dancing amongst each and every one of them in a very fast, swift manner. So therefore, we see Gurudev, seeing this Uddipan, he departed from this world during remembering this Chakravarti Leela. So therefore, this Rastali is present in Vrindavan in so many different places. Not just, normally when we think of Rastali, we think of Vamsivat near Gopishwar Mahadev. But also there are Rastali in so many different places of Vrindavan. Even in Bhandirvan, there's Rastali. But the important Rastali is Vamsivat in Vrindavan. Why? Because in Vrindavan, Panchayati Ras took place there. And therefore, we see that actually Vrindavan, even Govardhan, even Nandagav, Barsan are also part of Vrindavan. That is Brihat Vrindavan. This is Panchakosi Vrindavan. And that is Brihat Vrindavan. So therefore, even the other parts also, we see Rastila took place. Rastali is everywhere, present in so many different places. So therefore, Vrindavan is even more glorious than Mathura. And then anyhow, Vrindavana Udarapani Ramana Tatrapi Govardhana. But still, Govardhan is even more glorious. Why? Udara Pani Tatrapi Govardhana. Because Krishna, he lifted Giriraj on his finger. So here you see, when Krishna lifted Giriraj on his finger, then why is Govardhan considered so much more glorious? Because he is Haridasa Varya. No, he is Haridasa Varya. Who is Haridas? Haridas is Yudhishthir Maharaj. Yudhishthir is also a very dear servant of Krishna. In fact, he told Krishna that, oh Krishna, please give me so much wealth as a benediction. Krishna said, why do you want wealth? Because he said, everyone is scared to worship you. And if I have wealth, then everyone will see, oh, Krishna's devotees are no longer Nishkinchan, also wealthy. So give me wealth. So therefore, he is Haridas. But Uddhav is Haridas Var. He's greater than Yudhishthir. Why? Because Krishna did not send Yudhishthir to Vrindavan to pacify the gopis. Whom did he send? He sent Uddhav. Because Krishna was so lonely in Mathura. Like we heard the other day, Krishna was weeping so much in Mathura that the tears of his eyes were flowing down the terrace, the roof, and they were falling down. And Uddhav looked up and he's saying, where is this rain coming from? There's a clear sky now. The clear sky is, where is this rainfall coming from? And he saw it was Krishna. There was Krishna was weeping in separation from the Raja. He said, Uddhav, you must go there. I have no one here to speak to. So you must go there. So then Uddhav was admitted into the school of the gopis. But still he failed the exam. It is said that the gopis frame is like the mountain. And Uddhav, looking at this mountain of frame, what happened? His hat of Gyan. He had this Gyan. And then what happened? That Gyan fell away. Therefore in Vrindavan there's Gyan Gudari. Gyan Gudari means completely his Gyan was taken by the gopis and thrown into the Yamuna. It was like an old cloth that they took and threw it into the Yamuna. And then what happened? That cloth of Gyan, it flowed down the Yamuna and went to Kashi. But the Mayavadis, they took that then. Then they were very happy with that Gyan. So therefore, but still Uddhav, he failed. He didn't get admission because he ran away from Vrindavan. He could not stay there any longer. He said, how is this prem? The gopis are always suffering in separation, crying. How is this love? Love means you're happy. Here I'm seeing they're suffering so much. I cannot see this. He ran away then. He failed examination. But Giriraj, he is Haridasa Varya. He is the foremost of these Haridasas. Why? Because he provides everything for Radha and Krishna's pastimes. He provides caves. He provides kundas. Provides grass for Krishna's cows. He provides water, food, roots, herbs for his sakas. Everyone, A to Z, all of Krishna's associates, they love Giriraj so much. Giriraj is the tilak of Vrindavan. No, he's the life and soul of every Vrajavasi. Govardhan means what? Govardhan means he increases the bliss of who? Of go, cows, govats, calves. Gopes, cowherd men, gopis, cowherd ladies, cowherd women, everyone increases their bliss so much, like Govinda. Therefore, Govardhan, Govinda, they're in the same line. So therefore, Govardhan is so much more glorious. Because we see that when Krishna lifted Giriraj, that time what happened? That time all the gopis, they could look at Krishna, like, without any obstruction. Because previously, the gopis, they could not look at Krishna, because their in-laws, their fathers, their relatives, they would stop them, saying, You're all married women. You're kulvadus. Why should you go look at Krishna, who's a parpurush? You know, there's jarbhav in Vrindavan, parkiya bhav. So anyhow, when Krishna lifted Giriraj, then what happened? Krishna became the cynosure of everyone's eyes. He became the... Everyone was just looking at him with unblinking eyes. So therefore, Giriraj, he provided this chance for all the Vrajavasis to come there. No. Therefore, we see, why did Swami Maharaj, why did Vaman Goswami Maharaj, Trivikram Maharaj, why did they immediately disappear after this lifting of Giriraj? Why? Now, why did they immediately disappear? Because this Giriraj Dharan Leela gave them so much Uddipan. No, when Krishna is lifting Giriraj, all the gopis are looking at Krishna and they're getting so much happiness. So thinking about this, our Guru Varga even left right after this sthiti. This way. So therefore, we see Govardhan is more glorious. But then we see, what does Rupa Goswami say next? He says, Radhakund is more glorious. Radhakunda Yamrita Gokula Prema Plavanat. He says that Radhakund is even more glorious. Why? Because this Prema Amrita Plavanat flows there. This flood of Prem flows in Radhakund. Because we see that in Radhakund, what is so special? Radhakund is where Madhyan Leela takes place. And Madhyan Leela, if you see, out of all the different Ashtakali Leelas, Madhyan Leela is the longest part of the day. 12 to 3. It's the longest part of the day. In fact, it is said, Madhyan Leela is even more glorious than the Ratri Leela of Radha and Krishna. Even more glorious. Why? Because during this Madhyan Leela, Radha and Krishna are always together. And no obstruction from anyone. They don't have to fear from Jotila, from Kutila, from any of the... Vipaksha Sakis like Chandravali, from any of the Tathasta Sakis like Bhadra, even from Shyamala also. There are only Radharani and her Sopaksha Sakis and Manjaris. Only they are present there. So there, therefore we see Giriraj is so much more glorious. And we see Radhakund is even more glorious than Giriraj. It is said that if you take one dust particle of Radhakund and you place it on a scale and you take all the other lila stalis of Rajmandal and you place it on the other scale, that dust particle Radhakund is infinitely much more greater. Therefore, we see Raghunath Das Goswami, he never left Radhakund. He did his bhajan there. But still, Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami, their bhajan stali was Vrindavan, Nandagao. Why? Because they were also saying that Radhakund is like a place of siddhi. And Vrindavan is a place of sadhan. So therefore, not everyone is qualified to go to Radhakund. First, you do sadhan, and then automatically when you get siddhi, you'll go to Radhakund. So therefore, we see all our Guru Varga, they have their bhajan kutirs there in Radhakund. If you're right next to Radhakund, there's the bhajan kutir Das Goswami, Gopal Bhatta Goswami, Jiva Goswami, Kaviraj Goswami, Chakravarti Thakur. Everyone has their bhajan kutirs there. So therefore, we see there's always this Premamrita Plavanat there. Everyone is being overcome by this Prem in Radhakund. Even Krishna himself is drowned. He himself is drowned in this Premamrit. Why? There we see that once Brinda Devi, she came to Srimati Radhika. And he said, oh, Radhe, I saw something very surprising. And then Radharani said, what did you see? I saw that Krishna was looking at, he was seeing your reflection in every tree of Radhakund. And looking at your reflection, looking at your image in every tree of Radhakund, he was dancing ecstatically. Just dancing in great bliss. Therefore, he was saying that Radharani is my Prem Guru. No, normally we see there's so much tattva. No, normally we see that, oh, who is Krishna? He's Advaya Gyan Paratattva, like yesterday we were hearing, no? He's, oh, he's Vadanti Tat Tattva Vidas Tattvam Yad Gyanam Advayam Brahmeti Paramatveti Bhagavanti Shabdate. He's Advaya Gyan Paratattva. In Mahaprabhu, he told Sanatana Goswami, Krishna is Sarup Vichar Shuno Sanatan. Advaya Gyan Paratattva Vraje Vrajendra Nandan. That, oh, Sanatan, if you want to listen about Krishna's Sarup, then listen. Advaya Gyan Paratattva Vraje Vrajendra Nandan. He is Advaya Gyan Tattva, and who is he? He's Vrajendra Nandan, always present in Braj. This is Krishna's Tattva. But still we see the same Krishna who's Sajatiya Bhed Rahit, means all his incarnations are non-different from him, who's Sagata Bhed Rahit, all his different bodily forms can perform any of his different functions, means his eyes can eat, his hands can do the function of any other organ, and then he's Vijatiya Bhed Rahit, all his different potencies are also non-different from him, even those which are opposing. All these different forms of tattva are completely drowned in the ocean of Prem in Radhakund. There Krishna even forgets all these different tattvas. Here he is only absorbed in Radharani's glories. Why? He takes bath there 3 times a day in Radhakund. 3 times a day he's bathing there in Radhakund. He's completely forgotten all these tattva siddhantas there. He's forgotten that he's sarvagya, that he's omniscient of all his different potencies, omniscient of all his different aspects of godhood, Aishwarya. Everything is forgotten there in Radhakund. And he's bathing there in Radhakund. And he's there with Srimati Radhika there. And we see that when Krishna is taking all the cowherd boys and he goes cowherding in Kusum Sarovar and all these different places, we see that he tells the cowherd boys that, oh, I'm leaving for 1 second. And the cowherd boys are saying, where are you going? His sakas are saying, where are we going? Leaving us. Krishna is saying, oh, I have some work. We see the cowherd boys, they cannot tolerate even one single separation, moment of separation from Krishna. So then anyhow, Krishna leaves them behind. And sometimes he takes like one saka like Madhumangal to Suryakund and he performs the leelas there. But then when he goes to Radhakund, he even leaves Madhumangal behind. And that one moment of separation that the sakas experience, that becomes like a whole prahar, 3 hours, when Krishna meets with the gopis. And when he meets with the gopis, that entire prahar, 3 hours from 12 to 3, becomes like one moment for the sakas. Why? Yogamaya arranges for this leela. And there, as we know, Krishna is always with the gopis. Therefore, we see, you know, we hear that Leela, that once Srinivasacharya, he entered into Samadhi. And then everyone was so disturbed, thinking maybe Srinivasacharya has left his body. And then Ramchandra Kaviraj said, don't disturb me. I'll go, don't touch my body, don't touch my Guru Maharaj's body. I'll see what my Guru Maharaj is doing. And Ramchandra Kaviraj, he sat next to Srinivasacharya, he entered into Samadhi also. Then what happened? Then he saw that, oh, there Radharani's nose ring had fallen down. And anyhow, Srinivas Acharya was looking for it in Radhakund. And then Ramchandra Kaviraj, he found Radharani's nose ring on the stem of a lotus. And then he gave it to his Guru Maharaj. And then he gave it to Gopal Bhatta Goswami, his Guru. And Gopal Bhatta Goswami gave it to Rupa Goswami. Rupmanjari gave it to Lalita. Lalita gave it to Radharani. And then Radharani was so happy. Who found this nose ring, she said. And they all looked at Ramchandra Kaviraj. Oh, this new Manjari has found. So all these different leelas took place there in Radhakund. Like Radharani swinging there always, like we heard the other day. Like, therefore, we see our Guru Varga, their place of Siddhi is Radhakund. Therefore, we always sing, no, during Kartik, this Chintamani Moye Radhakunda Tata, Tahi Kunja, Shata Shata. There are thousands of Kunjas there. And then each Kunja is like inconceivable. So therefore, still we see there in the last line, there Rupa Goswami has described Krishna as Gokulapate. Why? Why Gokulapate? Why is he described as the Lord of Gokul? Why? Because we see Gokul has already been bypassed. When we say there's Vaikuntha, Mathura, and then Vrindavan, Govardhan, Gokul has not been mentioned between. But here he says, Premamritat, Premamrita Plavanat Iha Gokulapate. Who is an intelligent person who will not worship this Radhakund, where Gokulpate himself is drowning. So here we see Gokulpate means, Gokul does not necessarily mean only Gokul, like per se. Doesn't mean only Gokul that we see here. Gokul means, Kul means what? Kul means this Goshti. Means wherever the gopas, the gopis and the goes and the govatsas reside, that place is called Gokul. Therefore, Brihadwan is called Gokul because that is like the ideal place where Krishna and all the Vrajavasis were staying there before. But then they went to Nandagaon and Keshi started creating many disturbances. But also Nandagaon is called Gokul. There's Nandagaon Gokul, Barsana Gokul. They're all called Gokuls because Gokul means Goshti. So therefore, when Krishna is addressed as Gokulapate, therefore he's addressed as this pate of this Goshti, where all the gopis and gopas reside and where they're all relishing their delightful exchanges with Krishna. So therefore we see, but Gokul also is very important because when Krishna, it is said that when Krishna left Vrindavan, went to Mathura and Dwarka, like Jiva Goswami is described in Gopal Champu, all the Vrajavasis, they all came and took shelter of Gokul. As you know, Radharani stayed in Uddhav Kyari, the Sakha stayed in Matwan. But all the other Gokulvasis, they left Nandagaon because Nanda could not tolerate this separation. Every place of Nandagaon reminded him only of Krishna. So they all came and took shelter of Gokul and they stayed there. So therefore, Gokul is also very important. Even Sanatana Goswami's Bhajan Kutir is there. But still, Gokul does not mean only that particular place as Gokul. Gokul can also mean so many other places. Therefore, from this angle of vision, Rupa Goswami has said, Iha Gokulapate. He has described Krishna as Gokulpati. So therefore, this verse is very important. And we see Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur has also written a very nice kirtan here. It's there in our songbook. And there he has described every line of this Sanskrit verse in Bengali prose. So anyhow, therefore we're very fortunate to be here in Brajadham, where we see that even if we don't desire, the dust of Raj is covering us. Even if we don't desire, anyhow we're being covered by this dust of Srimati Radhika's lotus feet. And this way, this very dust of Srimati Radhika's lotus feet will give us this topmost attainment. Anshakopatarubhya kripasundhyebhyo vaidyanam bhavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namah.
Om Agyanatimirandhasya Gnananjanasalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama Mancha Kalpa Taruvasya Kripa Sindhu Bhai Vacha Patitanang Pavanebho Vaishnavebho Namo Nama Namahabhadanaya Krishna prema pradayate Krishnaya Krishna chaitanyamne gaurattise namaha Jai Rupa Sanatan Bhatta Raghunath Sriji Gopal Bhatta Das Raghunath Echai Gosai Kari Charanabandhan Jahoite Vignanas Abhishta Puran Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Dayal Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, కృష్ణ కృష్ణ హరి 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 రామ హరి రామ 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 హరి హరి. బోలో శ్రీ గురుజీ మహారాజ్ కీ జయ, గురు పరంపరా కీ జయ, అనంత అనంతకుడి వైష్ణవ బృంద కీ జయ, సపార్షద్ గౌర హరి కీ జయ, గౌర నిత్యానంద ప్రభు కీ జయ, జగన్నాథ్ బలదేవ్ సుభద్రా సంజీవ్ కీ జయ, భక్త విఘ్న వినాశంకర నృసింహదేవ్ కీ జయ, భక్తరాజ్ ప్రహ్లాద్ మహారాజ్ కీ జయ, సర్వ అభిష్ట ప్రత గిరిరాజ్ గోవర్ధన్ జీవ్ కీ జయ, గోవింద గోపినాథ్ మదన్ మోహన్ జీవ్ కీ జయ, జయ బ్రజమండల్ ధామ్ కీ జయ, బ్రజవాసీ భక్త బృంద కీ జయ, జయ బ్రజశ్వరి మధుశ్వరి ప్రాణేశ్వరి శ్రీమతి ధరణి కీ జయ, బ్రజదేవిగన్ కీ జయ, జయ చతుర్మాస్య వ్రత కీ జయ, వ్రతపాలనకారి భక్త బృంద కీ జయ, సమవేత గౌరభక్త బృంద కీ జయ, గౌర ప్రమానందే హరి హరి. Now is hearing Dhruva Goswami Prabhu glorifying and explaining and describing all holy Tirtha, holy Dham, mostly Brajamandal. He is explaining Vaikuntha Janito Paramadhupuri. Vaikuntha Haiti Sesta Mathura Nagari. Why? Vaikuntha has everywhere assured you, opulence. There Krishna has no Janma Lila. Krishna na Vaikuntha, Krishna has no father and mother. No brother, sister. No grandfather, grandmother, father from coming. Grand, grandmother, father, this is imagination. Vaikuntha has no birthplace. Only you going there, no parents, you will be Narayan, Chaturbhuj. You have now two hands, you going Vaikuntha, automatically will be your four hands. There are no family. All Chaturbhuj. The gents are Chaturbhuj, the ladies. Ladies also Chaturbhuj. How you know? Jannava Mata sees front of Virchandra Prabhu, sees Chaturbhuj also. The Vaikuntha planet, you think about Vaikuntha, there you going, you're thinking, you will be Chaturbhuj. But you know, this world, Durga Devi, not Chaturbhuj, Ashtabhuja. Eight hand, not one, two. Chaturbhuj Vaikuntha, but this Ruka, this Durga Devi, she is Prime Minister, she has Ashtabhuja, eight hand. She is killing Mahishasur, all she is. Sometimes she is naked. She is showing everybody. Naked. She is taking sword and killing all. This Asharja, Sithil Prame Nahimur Prita. Any opulence, there no love, no affection, no service. Only duty. Time to time water giving, time to time air, food stuff, massage, bed, everything timely. Everything all going on etiquette, principle. You breaking little principle, at time punishment. Get out from here. No, they are love and affection. Only state, strong, serious, danger. Little mistake, then problem coming. This is not called love and affection. Serious all. likes hard, like gold. Gold is shining and costly, valuable. Diamond more costly, but more hard. Strong stone, no softness, no sweetness, no smell, useless. What everybody like gold and diamond, platinum, white gold. Some person like silver. Why valuable? Why? That things, now like people is eating this rice and dal, chapati. But Western countries people know like rice and dal chapati. They like only bread and jam and burger, chowmin, and cake, cookies. Also, Russian people like also different things. They like piroshki, batrushki, and kartushka. They like. But before people has foodstuff, all silver, gold, burning, making ashes, they're taking within honey. Oh, don't need foodstuff. One time, one spoon gold has taken within honey, 1 year for no hungry and thirsty, no tired, healthy, shining. Kings, rich people, now also, they're chewing pan. And on top of pan, tambul, they're giving gold work, silver work. Sweets of going now, 1 kilo sweet, 4,000 rupees. Silver work which is the making. Kasu barfi. And gold work which is making, then 40,000 rupees. 1 kilo. But giving how much? Only 1 gram? No. 100 times 1 gram like giving. Then 40,000 rupees. So people eating before gold, silver, platinum, diamond, then Vaikunthya Sarir, gold body. All, look, Mahaprabhu's body golden, Radharani's body golden, Narayan body shining like is more than sun. Out and in all is gold. Like Sivtakunniyar came one bhakta. So Sivtakunniyar said, what do you need? Why are you doing lot of tapasya? Say, I'm touching anything, you will be gold, you give me boon. Say, this is not good for you. Say, no, you're giving me this boon. Say, will be bad for you. No problem, you give me. Then giving, then he's touching wall, all gold, bed, all gold, everything gold. Now, his son is came, he's near, he touching, he become gold. Now all are afraid. He's near going, he's killing. Wife is running. Brother, sister, mother, all running. He touching, I become gold, man, he die. Now he's thinking, I'm eating but touching this water, become gold. He gone chapati, chapati, become gold. Now gold, how chewing? He's gone rice, eating but rice, become gold. He's touching and then. Now hungry, thirsty. So Vaikunthya Prem like this. Gold, gold, gold. Opulence, opulence, opulence. There are no sweetness. Like externally outside to distance to very nice opulence. Oh, he's very rich, wealthy, healthy. But this health and wealth is very danger. Like heaven is going. There is you are all time young. Not become old. But how much tension? Everything is there available. But all are as how much fire? Anger, fire, not only all fire, full of fire. They can tolerate. Tarupa Goswami Prabhu explaining Vaikuntha Janita Vara Madhupuri. This Madhupuri here is స్వీట్నెస్ అపులెన్స్ హాఫ్ హాఫ్ ఆశ్చర్య హాఫ్ మాధుర్య హనీ దేర్ బట్ హనీ హ్యాస్ టేస్ట్ స్వీట్నెస్ బట్ హనీ హ్యాస్ నో గ్రీస్ చికెన్ బటర్ హ్యాస్ దిస్ గ్రీస్ లైక్ softness but no there is sweetness little sweet but bless therefore telling Rupa Goswami Mathura has half half Madhupuri oh bara Madhupuri dhanya Vaikuntha chagoriyasi why dinamekam nivasino haro bhakti prajayate Vaikuntha to Madhura Madhupuri shrestha highest why Srihari, Mathura is get birth. He appears here. He has no Vaikuntha at birth. There are no parents, no family. Only there are Shakti Mahalakshmi. Yeah, many others, expansion, like to require Narayan, all are as like mood. Like any ashram is one guru, all disciple. But many guru, one disciple then disciple life is will be very strange. Where are going? Who is gurus near going? Who is gurus I am respecting and serving? How possible this? One guru, many disciples possible. But many guru, one disciple, then what happened then? Then making part, cutting and taking one-one pieces, one-one guru swing for. Very problems. But Mathurapuri, no like this. Vaikuntha, all Narayan, all Chaturbhuj. No Dibhuj one. No two hand. All are four hand. All are has symbol. Shankar Chakra Gada Padma. But this side, up and down, down and up. Mathurapuri no like, all are divus. Mani, embracing, not kicking. Four arms then, two is with embrace and two is kicking. Two is crying. How possible? Two hand is embracing and two hand where going? The two hand is angry, fighting. But here is Dibhuj only. Also is get birth. But this Madhupuri, he is not completely happy. Why? Half-half. Like Krishna, they have love for Krishna, but they are serving other also. Equal, more than also. Then Vrindavan entire, then Rasa Vaishaha Krishna, Rasa Jebdayam Labdha Anandi Bhavati, Labdha Anandi Bhavati. Krishna entire in the Vrindavan, then there is Rasa. Meaning, everybody's heart full of Rasa, meaning service, mood and tendency. Like one tree has many fruits. Trees, all fruits is full of rasa with is. He is making this tree full of rasa with is, making soft, sweet, tasteful, nice smell, nice color, not dry, all rasa. So Vrindavan, Vrindadevi's garden, she is making everybody full of rasa. Rasamaya, you serving Krishna, not other. Other has, other for no dividing. Mathura, half-half. But Vrindaram, Vrindavan, trees, creeper, plants, birds, animals, everybody has full of love for Krishna. Krishna, very happy. No Krishna's happiness, then not Rasa, not Ras. Ras means singular noun, then called Ras. Plural noun, then called Ras. Low top, meaning everybody has full of love for Krishna. Not one, not singular. Everybody. Also, why telling then Vrindavan to Govardhan higher? These things is very important. Srimati Radharani is checking Krishna's love for us. Krishna happy here. Looking, Krishna's all love for flute. He likes too much flutes. Also, he likes Chandravali, Bhadra, Sabya, Shema. Also, he has love for cows, sakhas, parents. Also, he has love for trees, creepers. Everybody has. All are has love for Krishna. Also, Krishna transfer this love for everybody. Looking, every heart is very soft, full of rasa. Like mango has rasa. But mango too, more rasa, orange has. More rasa, grapes has. Pineapple, raw only, juicy. But pineapple rose is liquid, water-like. Also orange, green orange, orange, also liquid, little thick, but not good. But mango, wow, very thick, very nice, tasty, smelling. But pomegranate, he says, I'm king of fruit. Look my juice. So Vrindavan has Santa, Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya, all things present. Also Madhur. All rasa is here. Therefore, here is Rasa Vaishya Krishna, Rasa Svabhava, very happy. Anything needed. You know, salt has also rasa. Without salt, no taste any rasas. Vrindavan salt also here. What is salt? This Chandrabali is salt? Then big problem coming. Everybody will be angry. Therefore telling Ajodhya, Ram is rasa. Ram ras. Salt name Ram ras. Meaning everywhere salt present. Scientist telling doctor, all medicine is salt. Salt has less than people sick. Therefore, all medicine has salt. But how much needed, they arranging. So here is saying, Vrindaram, Vrindaranyam, Udarapani, Ramana Tatrapi. But Rasusavad Vrindaram, rather than looking, oh, my God. He likes too much fruit, not like anybody. All time, Adhara Sudharasa. He's drinking. Jathara Patayu. Sleeping, hiding and sleeping. That was Srimati Radharani one day, he looking, lady, all are his love. He's only telling, after she's stealing, hiding. Then Krishna, complete mad. Who hired gone my fruits? Who's stealing my fruits? See this fruits on piece of bamboo, dry wood. He is all time you kissing, not kissing anybody, not looking anybody, talking with him, giving him all nectar. All are useless. No like anybody you. Only like fruits. He is stealing all our love. He has all rasa. Now, are going fighting within Krishna, but Krishna has no answer. Then Rupa Goswami Prabhu saying, Tatrapi Rasasrabhado Vrindarame Udharapani. Ramana Tatrapi Govardhano. But Krishna gone Govardhan, looking in Govardhan, go Vardhayatiti Govardhano. His name Govardhan. Go Gopi, Gopa Gokul, yeah, Gopal. Everybody's. Ramana Tatrapi. Krishna, in and out, everywhere present. They have no any idea without Krishna. Krishna's for A to Z all love. Also Krishna's full of love of for everybody. Therefore Krishna 7 days, 7 nights, caring only give it Giriraj Govardhan. No, with him. Vasalya, Dasya, Sakya, Santa, Madhur, with his Krishna continue day and night, 24 hours with them. There with his Krishna playing, Krishna meeting, Krishna looking, no going 1 minute for distance to them. Vrindavan possible, Krishna hiding Kunja Kutir. Krishna going distance to other. Sakas to going distance, Sakhi is near. Vasalya to hiding, going. But here Govardhan, Ramana Tatrapi. All are out and in, everywhere Krishna present. All are thinking about Krishna. Somebody think Krishna, how can caring? Then Sakhas are telling, hey Giriraj, I am giving you stick for your stand. You not giving word for Krishna. Sakhas are telling, hey, all our eyes with is looking and Giriraj. Don't disturbing. Don't come down. All are giving you all strength and energy. You not giving weight. But Krishna is there, somebody cooking and feeding, somebody massaging, somebody playing, embracing, kissing. But Krishna is holding that time only. Oh, this is only an art, you know. Krishna is only showing I am caring, but Krishna is that time meeting within everybody. Very clever. Like one pictures, you one stand, like standing and like caring. But where is he present? Here everybody present. No anybody has. Only no doubt. And danger moment like Damanur Kundo. The nearby Kaliyadho. Fire is came. All are came and running and Krishna embracing. That time no more etiquette. Why gopis are touching and embracing, kissing? Yeah. Mother not telling, a father not telling. Sakadhar has no doubt. Sakadhar also come. Danger moment, no problem. But here is 7 days, 7 nights, Krishna within everybody. Sakadhar is eating, playing, and but looking, Krishna caring over them. But where in Krishna? This is Krishna's figure. Yeah, Krishna standing at structure. Yeah, Krishna himself is like he's arranging this one program. But where Krishna? Ramana Tatrapi. He is everybody's in heart, soul, which is his playing. How much love continue Krishna's with is there? So these things understanding very difficulty. Krishna's near you come. Krishna arranging all program externally, but eternally he is meeting with his, playing with his honor. But telling Ramana Tatrapi Govardhana, after Gokulapate Pramamrita Pravanath, telling Gokulapati, all are beloved Dabhar in Krishna. Everybody's heart and soul. దట్ కృష్ణ లుకింగ్ దిస్ రాధాకుండం యాపి గోకులపతి. ఈ దిస్ రాధాకుండ లుకింగ్ శ్రీమతి రాధారాణీస్ బై కాజెస్ మర్సీ ఆల్ ట్రీస్ క్రీపర్స్ ఎనిమల్స్ బర్డ్స్ ఆల్ కుంజకుటీర్ ఎవ్రీవేర్ దే ఆర్ క్యారింగ్ ఇన్ హార్ట్ ఎవ్రీవేర్ క్యారింగ్ కృష్ణ బట్ హీ ఆర్ క్యారింగ్ శ్రీమతి రాధారాణి. సీ లవ్ విత్ ఈస్ మేకింగ్ దిస్ ఎవ్రీబడీస్ హార్ట్ లవ్ ఫుల్ హార్ట్ అండ్ ఆల్ ఆర్ హ్యాస్ లోట్ ఆఫ్ లవ్ ఫర్ కృష్ణ అన్లిమిటెడ్ లవ్ అన్పారల్ అన్కండిషనల్ ఆల్సో స్వీట్ దిస్ స్వీట్నెస్ ఫర్ కృష్ణ థింకింగ్ ఓ హౌ ఇస్ శ్రీమతి రాధారాణి ఎవ్రీబడీ ఈస్ టీచింగ్ making qualified therefore Lalita Devi is near is Radhani asking you know Krishna is now where see Krishna is bank of Radhakundo what is doing he is dancing there so who is teaching who teaching see your reflection my reflection yeah all trees creeper plants looking Krishna everywhere looking Srimati Radharani's reflection. Their heart has no other. Therefore, Radhakundam, Yapi Gokulapati. Gokulapati, Radhakunda, Premamrita Prabhanath. Only flood, love flood, there is floating. He cannot understand which you are going. Radhakunda, everywhere is full of this love. This not possible anywhere these places there Krishna is very happy and meeting anybody with this he is feeling I am meeting with Radharani also new taste energy inspiration all are love for Krishna not Srimati Radharani is for but here is Krishna surprise all our love for Srimati Radharani the Radhakunda highest place topmost place they are not possible everybody entrance also though Krishna learning Krishna thinking Mahaprabhu came past his Brajadham what is doing all Brajamandal moving after Giriraj he came and then he is watching why Radhakunda one looking two rice field one is white water one black water so he is bathing this much water inside say this is Radhakunda another one Shyamkunda but now anybody addressing where going Radhakunda name is Radhakunda no Shyamkunda asking who is Shyamkunda where Shyamkunda address what telling Shyamkunda address any place Shyamsundara's place no very deep people know here is Shyamkunda also but mostly everybody know Radhakunda Radhakunda is famous over world until Vaikuntha Golok Vrindavan everywhere but no Shyamkunda Sam has no room. Why Sam is floating now? Premamrita Prabhanath. He is now floating. He is now melting. The Mahaprabhu came and Mahaprabhu is showing. Now look, festival coming. Bahulashtami, Kartik Mas. Near Shyamkunda, nobody going bathing, touching, doing achama, near not looking also. Only Radhakunda. Midnight they are worshipping the puja until they are giving fictitious items, chapana bhog, arati, everything, Radhakunda. But no Shyamkunda. But Shyamkunda is, appears is there first. After Radhakunda, but now Radhakunda is everything, no Shyamkunda. Now saying, Rupa Goswami Prabhu, you are took shelter, not Mathura, no Vrindavan, no Govardhan, direct Radhakunda. Meanings, Radharani's all followers, Sakhis, Manjaris, there is Ashraya Vigraha. They giving shelter. Otherwise, nobody giving shelter. Nobody has patience, tolerates. Nobody accepting or forever take care. And everything as it is making for Krishna Seva. Everywhere share market. But Radhakunda, no gambling place, no share market. There are no mutual fund. There everything is for Krishna. They don't know without Krishna, without his love and service, they don't know another thing. They are portraying Radhakundam Ihapi Gokulapati. He is going Gokul everywhere. But Gokulapati, he is Pramamrita Prabhanath. He is now forever melting and he is floating, he is forever drinking this nectar. He no like other nectar. Therefore saying this sloka. Radha Kunda Vishnu Atyanta Ballava. Many sloka. So now also he started hearing this Balde Prabhu's tattva. Yeah, Srimati Radharani tattva. Mostly people have idea Krishna is near and dearest, close to Balde Prabhu. Balde Prabhu Guru and Balde Prabhu everything. But without Srimati Radharani's mercy, Balde Prabhu also not care anybody. Like Swarupar, just now hearing Maharaj near. Sending Srimati Radharani, Krishna himself. Go. He will be Guru and Acharya bringing back in Gop Kumar here. So Radharani is by causes mercy and desire, possible anybody is, she is giving entrance and Vrindavan and service for giving everything. But don't neglect Balde Prabhu also. He is also Sandini Shakti's maintainer. Bhadra Jiva conditions for living entities for. He is cleaning, purifying, bringing, training, giving and slow bringing and after offering completely Manjari is, mean Radharani is near giving forever shelter. So that thing is not understanding, not appointed. Ashraya loya bhaje tarikrishna nahi teje, arsa mare akaron. Ishta, nishta, ananyata. Krishna all time doing ananyata sindhantamang. Ananyata, ananyata, ananyata. But what is ananyata? No inno. Who is ananyata? Gopis are ananyata. Krishna said, not possible, I will be ananya. So Krishna teaching, anybody ananya, they are good, they are took shelter, then you will be ananya. Otherwise, million crore life going, sadhana with is never possible ananyata, not coming. Mathura has no ananyata. Vrindavana has no ananyata. Govardhana has also no ananyata, only Radhakunda. These things, understanding for necessary respect and faith. Then is one day will be unconditional surrender. Then sadhan bhajan starting. Raganuga, Rupanugatta, then understanding. What is Rupa Goswami's speciality? Mahaprabhu, what is telling? Unnata ujjala rasam, sabhakti sriyam. What is unnata ujjala rasam? What is sabhakti? Then realization coming. Otherwise running here, there, this, that, jumping, rolling, crawling, dragging, grabbing, nothing happened. Only Rupa Goswami is after writing, Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Doiti. No writing other for. No. Kalayati Nayanam Dishidishi Rachitam. What is he? Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Doiti Gokula Taruni Mandala Moiti. All explaining Vishwanu Dodhi Navasasi Lekhi Lalita Sokiguna Ramita Vishakhe. After saying Damodara Roti Vardhana Vese, ओहो दामोदर रतिफर नो अदर ओनली श्रीमती दारण तो दिस इज अनन्यता अन्य ममता विष्णु ममता प्रेमताधिका तो अनन्यता नो अनन्यता देन नो भक्ति नो भजन स्टार्टिंग नथिंग ओनली बस हाँ डामाडोल देयरफॉर नाउ अदर्स टू मी कमिंग देयरफॉर दिस राधा दत्त फॉर नो यू एंटायर नॉट यू टू शेल्टर देन टेलिंग व्हाट भक्तिवृंद ठाकुर राधा भजन जदि मोती नहीं बेला कृष्ण भजन तब अकारण गेला यू वर्शिपिंग कृष्ण मिलियन करोर लाइफ अकारण यूजलेस यूजलेस राधा भजन जदि मोती नहीं बेला तो कृष्ण भजन अकारण यूजलेस ऑल ऑल फॉल्स ऑल लॉस्ट नथिंग बोलो व्हाट डूइंग यू देयरफॉर इष्ट निष्ठा फास्ट फेथ ओनली श्रीमती धरणी बट नाउ इज मेनी मेनी वर्ल्ड हैज कल्प्रिट दे से डोंट टेल राधे राधे डोंट इमानिंग राधे राधे जोन चेंटिंग राधारानी सोरे डोंट सर्विंग राधारानी यू सर्विंग कृष्ण विल बी कृष्ण बट राधे सर्विंग देन विल बी राधे मच बेटर कृष्ण इज बिलव्ड नो नीड एनी अदर तपस्या कृष्ण ऑटोमेटिक एक्सेप्टिंग एनीबडी राधारानी नेम इज चेंटिंग कृष्ण दे आर इज गोइंग एंड रनिंग एंड एक्सक्यूजिंग ऑल हाउ कैन आई सर्व हिम नो टेकिंग लैप एंड रनिंग तो दिस राधारानी इज नाउ अपीयर्स द कमिंग देयरफॉर एवरीडे हर स्पेशलिटी इज ग्लोरीज हियरिंग अंडरस्टैंडिंग आफ्टर वी टुक शेल्टर एंड फॉर एवर नो मोर अदर अदरवाइज लाइफ इज गोइंग यूजलेस टाइम इज गोइंग यूजलेस ओनली चेंटिंग डे एंड नाइट हरे कृष्ण नो गोविंद क्या हरे हरे गोविंद हरे ऑल टाइम हरे हरे मधु कैतव हरे ऑल टाइम कृष्ण आई वॉन्ट टू हेयरिंग दिस हरे श्रीमती राधारानी नेम देन इज कृष्ण दिस कृष्ण पूजा दिस इज कृष्ण सेवा दिस इज कृष्ण पार्फेनाली दिस इज कृष्ण इंस्ट्रूमेंट कृष्ण भोग एवरीथिंग अदरवाइज जगन्नाथपुरी गोइंग जगन्नाथ फॉर तुलसी लीव्स राइटिंग राधे राधे देन जगन्नाथ इज एक्सेप्टिंग हिज कवच पदक हिज क्लॉथ इन सेट राइटिंग राधे राधे गीत गोविंद then he is accepting, rather he is not accepting. So, this anunyata, no coming, then who is helping, who is kind for us? Time going, life going, useless. So no more wasting, now coming Radhashtami, we will be prepared and ready. Radha Janma Mahotsav. Now tomorrow next, Thank you.